subject that I would like to relate. I said, man, fish pie, you got good bait. I'm going fishing for my mom.
Well, you know what that means. It's time for a fishing report. Leif Seberg is in here with me. Hey, Leif.
What is going down, Deputy D?
Well, you know, it wasn't very long ago. It seems like we were doing this, but things change all the time. But today, it sounds like maybe you have a little bit of a, I don't know, cautionary note or something to tell the fisher folk.
I've been, you're going to have to forgive me. I kind of got the blue star triple.
Yeah,
baby. I'm going good. You know, it's been a thing that's been kicking around all of us, you know, in the federal, tribal, and state. Anybody that watches this big, really cool database that we all kind of get together on called Patagis. It gives us all the ability to see where a fish came from if we received it, even if it wasn't our fish. And so everybody just puts in the numbers of fish, you know, that they have that are trackable out there. And so you can say, hey, oh, this fish came from the Wenatchee, so-and-so tagged it. And and that really helps with our steelhead and stuff. So.
Right.
Judging by all that, long story short, I've been holding off on saying it, but I feel like I got to say it now for a few reasons. I feel like we're not going to have a steelhead season, probably 99%, you know, percent sure or greater. You know, the best we could do based on the numbers we're seeing is maybe get like a November season when there's not as many people here. And maybe it'd be a few days to a week long or possibly that in March. But that is just me with a rosy, hopeful prediction if we get a last-minute push down there.
Okay, well, I was going to say, we've talked about this off the air before.
Yeah.
This is the first time you've come on the air.
Yeah.
You're saying...
And this early in the year.
Yeah, and you're feeling like the numbers support this, but then you do give yourself a back door.
Oh, I do, man. I mean, isn't that what it's about? It's almost like a politician, you know.
Yeah,
we're not thinking, we're deliberating. George Carlin just made me crack up on one of those the other day. Yes, I'm doing that a little bit just because you never know what fish are going to do, really.
Right.
But right now, the fish that we're tracking, long story short, with the tags, you can only track them basically through the on-land arrays. We can kind of drag them around with a big old trawler out in the estuaries and stuff, but you got to get pretty close to those fish to pick up that tag. So we're tracking them from Bonneville up, and that's a pretty long ways. It's going to take a few months for those fish to move all the way up the system and all the way up the Snake, and every tributary has got the same problem, just not many steelhead coming back. And what it looks like is possibly that you know, we're tracking a lot of two salt fish that have been out there for 2 years, and it looks like perhaps the fish that tried to gain some weight for the first year last year were not able to get much, and so these we're getting a lot of two salt fish back, which means either the one salt fish need another year or worst case scenario have perished from not eating. You know, we've seen stuff like that happen, but steelhead are relatively flexible, so we can probably be hopeful that, you know, maybe in the next year or two or whatever, we'll see more two salt fish come back. Okay. We just have to wait and see.
So, I mean, one of the things about this is you want to leave a message out there.
Yeah.
These fish, you need to stay off these fish.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say, and most people won't even believe you if you're like, oh, I'm not targeting steelhead, or I don't want to target steelhead. But, you know, it's a great fish to catch, and it's awesome. But the way it is right now, WDFW and all the people involved are just really trying to give us the rest of our trout season.
Yeah.
Because that's probably all we're going to have. You know, it's probably going to shut after that until, you know, I would think until at least March, if it even opens then. Maybe until next Memorial Day, which is, you know, it's something that hasn't happened in, you know, 10, 20 years now.
Yeah.
So... you know, just really what I would hope to see is just people don't come rushing over here, because this is something that we see every year at this time of the year. People come over with like two-handed rods, start stripping big old streamers or just straight up running, you know, steelhead jigs and eggs and stuff like that. And they're picking on the summer Chinook, which really need a break to spawn, the last of the spring Chinook that are in the middle of spawning, and the steelhead. So, you know, in the past, if about 60 were reported to the creelers, then they would shut the trout season. But that's based on a normal number of fish. So this year, I would think probably going to be like 20, 30 get reported or seen caught, and it's going to be over at whatever time that is. So if people just would please enjoy the rest of the trout season, knowing that if they don't, they won't get to, then that would be, you know, spectacular.
Yeah.
Because it's great right now. Dry fly right now is out of, you know, out of this world.
Okay. So it's not a bad option, but but yeah, it really would help not only the fish, but the fisheries and everybody else who'd like to get out there, the fishermen who'd like to enjoy the season. It keeps the season.
I'd like to help clients all the way through the month and straight up make some money. You know, the local businesses around here feel the same.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. What about river conditions and what else you got?
Well, yeah, like I say, right now, it's been really great for big dry flies. The water's low, but the water's cool for the most part. You know, down low, I would think below Gold Creek, it might still be a bit warm midday, but, you know, by the time most people hear this, it looks like we're going to be hitting like those 60s and 70s middays. And I saw a few 40, you know, something degree nights, which I bet we see even cooler up your way.
Oh, yeah.
Top of the valley.
We see mid-40s a bunch up
there.
Yeah,
possibly a low, I mean, a high 30. You never know. We get those freakish 39 degree nights. And usually, in my experience, coming up on Labor Day, not to burst anybody's bubble, but we usually have pretty nasty weather on Memorial and Labor Day on those two bookends. And what I usually see on Labor Day is we see that first glimpse of snow up in the high country.
It's seeable.
It is, yes. And usually we have these kind of temps down here that go along with it. So, you know, but then if it does anything like, you know, is somewhat chartable and normal here, it'll kind of warm back up a little bit in that second week of February. But it'll be enough to cool that water down one last time, and it'll make, you know, the whole river all the way down to, well, you're going to have to check your regs, but I believe, you know, pretty soon here you're going to have to cut it off at McFarland or Gold Creek. But you won't have to worry so much about, you know, the warm water down there. I know it's still kind of cooling back down there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
So we're still coming off the Golden Stones, still coming off the hoppers. They're still working. They're still flying. They're still falling. We also are starting to see some traveling sedges, and any day now going to see that October caddis. So that's going to be your bugs on the river, and those traveling sedges, those big caddis will go up to the Stillwater. Stillwater is going to be getting great. Anytime, any one of these, any day now, maybe following the morning and evening kind of thing with them, but all the lakes will be fishable again. And it's definitely your time to get up there and start seeing some larches perhaps turning and hit the high country. Remember, I don't guide you on that high country, but any of this WDFW water gets you out there from the lowland lakes to the river. And yeah, we'll be fishing and having some fun. If you need any more info, get a hold of me at flyfishersproshop.com or give me an email at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com or give me a call, 509-429-7298. Get that fish on, the right fish on. Fish on, baby.
Baby brother just about to run me out of my mind. Said, man, can I go fishing with you?